We'll go with Amy Johnson. Amy, you're up.
Thank you. Good morning, Joelle.
Good morning, Amy.
Just following up on that, I know you just talked about this in French, but could you just repeat in English a bit just how the day-to-day for your goaltenders is working with Marco up?
Well, we're changing nothing on their routine, so they got their exercise to do before practice of the ice, and then we go on the ice, me and Frankie Bouillon. So we do the warm-up drill that they need before practice. So we're making sure that they got everything they need. That's very important for us. So we don't just, put them aside. And right now they're doing a great job, all three of them, to helping each other out. They know the drill. They know the routine. So and they're kind of leading each other to one drill to another. So it's not a bad thing for the young guys to kind of live it and have that that leadership. And they've been very sharp. I got nothing to say. Obviously, we're not goalie coach, but I can tell if, you know, things were sloppy, and they're not. They're taking care of business. So, you know, I'm proud of them. And it's the COVID 2021. There's nothing you can do. It's just the reality, right? And like I said in French, in the AHL, you're the pool for the NHL. So if something were to happen, you know, obviously NHL team are going to go down to the AHL for player, for coaches, for staff member, for everything. So it's just a reality. And, you know, we're going to be okay. We're looking to announce somebody to fill in for the next little while towards the end of the week. We're just finalizing things. Obviously there'll be a quarantine, so we won't have anybody for video or goaltending coach for the next trip, for the next three games. That's reality. We just got to go through it.
One other question for you. This season, of course, being so different. I know you've talked before about missing fans in the building. That's the one aspect of the game that's certainly also very different. Tonight, you and some of the players are having a virtual fan event. What right before your first road trip of the season, where you've been home all up until now, what are you looking forward to having a little interaction with the fans and maybe your players getting a little injection of their energy as they're very excited?
Well, it's always good to connect with, we have a good crew in Laval, as you know, we have good fans. Mm-hmm. We had some really good fans the last year, some sold out and really hard for the other team to come and play in Laval. And like I said before, a lot was because of, the fan give us energy to our player and to our staff. Mm-hmm. It was a good partnership. So obviously it is what it is. So to see them tonight and, to have a chance to talk to them and, explain a little bit where we are and what we do. And HL's different beast, people don't always understand they understand hockey, but they understand the dynamic of an AHL team. So it's good for us to exchange and talk to the fan about it. And we feel that the one in Laval are getting a grasp after a few years on what we're doing.
Excellent. Thank you, Joelle.
Thanks.